Good morning. Today is the 24th day of the Omer. If you haven't had a chance to count this yet, please do so during daylight hours. Mincha this afternoon, 7:30, learning in the shul this week, graciously sponsored by Mrs. Sagnovitz, in memory of her brother, and by Dr. and Mrs. Burke, in memory of Dr. Burke's grandparents. Mishnayos are studied as they are every single day. Le'ilui Nishmas, Sara, Malka, Bas, Rabbi Yitzchak. We're learning Mesech Depara. And we are in the second parak, and we're going to go back to our discussions, not just of general karbanos, but of the para aduma in particular. And the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yezer Omer paras chata samu beres kshera. When we deal with a pregnant para aduma, we can assume that it's kosher according to Rabbi Yezer. Why is that? So Rabbi Yezer is of the opinion that a cow that's pregnant is considered a yerech imo. It's considered still part of the mother, and so as such, it's not carrying a load, it's carrying its own weight, and so therefore there is no problem. V'chachamim poslim, but the chachamim, they hold that ubar lav yerech imo, that a ubar or fetus is an independent entity, and so therefore, if that's the case, when the para aduma carries this independent entity inside of her, so then by definition, she's carrying a load, in which case, a para aduma that carries a load is pasul, and so therefore it's no good. Rabbi Yezer says, "Eina no kachas mina ovdei kochavim." The Rabbi Yezer says one of the other things you have to be worried about is the fact that the avodah zarah are going to use it for purposes of bestiality. That animal's going to be sodomized, and of course, an animal that's involved in sodomy is not able to be utilized as a para aduma. The chachamim say, what are you talking about? Of course it's going to be okay. And why is that? When a female animal is sodomized, it becomes sterile. And the Avodah Zarah doesn't want to take the Obed Avodah Zarah doesn't want to make his animal, especially a para aduma, sterile, because he thinks that that's going to devalue the value of the para aduma. In this situation, we don't follow Rabbi Yezer, right? Below Zubovad, the Chachamim go one step further. They say that Elakol Karbanos Tzibor V'Hayachid Boy Me'aretz Michutz La'aretz. Whenever we have Karbanos, that not only do we regard to the Para Aduma, they also argue about any Karbanos, whether it's a Karban Tzibor or a private one. Whether you can buy it from an Aved Avodah Zarah, whether you can buy an Eretz Yisrael or Chutz La'aretz, Menachadosh U'Menayashan, whether you're buying something for flour that's going to be considered this year's or last year's, all those things can be purchased me'eretz Yisrael mechutz la'aretz according to the Chachamim, even though Rabbi Yezer disagrees. Chutz mina omer she'alechem, the Chachamim say the only thing you can purchase from chutz la'aretz is the barley for the karban ha'omer and the wheat for the flour for the she'alechem that's brought on Shavuos. She'enam boim elam minachadosh u'minaretz. Those things can only come from the new crop. They can only come from Eretz Yisrael, as we learn in Masechta Menachos. Now, para, when we're talking about the para aduma, shekarneu tlafel shchorim, the horns or the hooves are black. So, yagod, you should cut them off. That is to say, the idea of the fact that that it's an aduma, that it's a supposed to be perfectly red, that's not a situation that would disqualify the cow. Because that's not an abnormality. Those things are considered normal. That's a normal way for things to proceed. Galgal, ayam, bashinayam, ba'alashim, enam, poslim, bapara. Similarly, the eyeball, the teeth, the tongue, right? If any of these things are a different abnormal color, it's still good enough to be used for a para aduma. The teeth and the tongue are not so noticeable. And similarly, as far as the eyeball is concerned, the normal color of a cow's eyeball is black. And so therefore, this is not an issue. And the blackness doesn't qualify as something that disqualifies. Vananesis k'shera, the fact that it's a very small one, it's a dwarf, a midget. So usually that's regard to an issue for a kohen, as we'll learn in next week's parsha. But it's not going to be a problem for the karban for an animal. What if it had a wart and you cut it off? So Rabbi Yehuda says that's going to be a psul. Rabbi Shimon Omer, kol makom shenita v'lo halav mumo seyar, adom psula. right? Rabbi Shimon is of the opinion that says, look, anytime you took the wart off and it didn't grow red hair in its place, then the parah is going to be psula. Why is that? Because there we say the validity is a problem. But over here, we're going to say that what? If it was cut off and red hairs grew, then we just say the wart just temporarily served as a cover. And so as a result, the Aduma status is still maintained. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow we'll continue with some of the other rules of Parah Aduma. Have a great day.